The elk restoration zone, I understand that it had to be prepared for elk. That was an area that hadn't supported elk in a very long time. How did you prepare the land for them?
We've always been very active with habitat management in the area, but knowing that the elk were coming, we kind of stepped things up a couple notches, and we basically dedicated some existing open land that had been managed under an assortment of goals, and we switched over to managing most of the open area within that zone, directly targeting elk forage, as well as we're conducting timber management and some other specific things that we're doing just to benefit habitat for the elk. But basically, it was we tried our best to prepare the timber and our open foraging areas for the elk with some specific seedings.
What is the ideal sort of food for elk? What are they totally crazy for? What did you have to restore to the area?
Well, elk are a lot like deer in that they're fairly general in what they utilize in the forest, and they can get by just fine on the different wild plants and acorns and vines and trees and et cetera out there in the timber. And if we would have released them into an entirely forested landscape, they would have been just fine. But the elk, however, more so than deer, prefer to have grass when it's available. So what open ground we had on public land and what open ground that we were managing, assisting private landowners with that had elk goals, we basically tried our best to enhance and create the best forage available on that open ground, because if that's where the elk wanted to forage anyway, we could provide it to them. And by doing that background habitat work, that was a big part of the success in the elk staying around the immediate area of the release, which is what we've experienced over the 3 or 5 years since we released the very first elk, of they've done a very good job of staying right around the immediate area where the releases were made. And that's kind of a testament to our management staff and some of the habitat they had available to them.